This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I got a speeding ticket in the mail yesterday.
In the mail?
Yeah. I think I'm going to just ignore it.
It's Mike Shope.
Where was this?
Spain.
And the Bulldog.
I think if I just lay low, I think I'll get away with it.
Not mention it on the air?
Definitely don't want to talk about it on the air.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I like the sound of this more and more as we go. I'm an outlaw.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I figured you'd have a red hat on today.
What?
Red helmets.
Why would I
thought maybe you would have celebrated by wearing a red hat.
I'm not inclined to wear red hats.
Not a helmet. I doubt you have a Bills helmet.
No, I don't.
Do people have helmets?
Yeah.
Full sized?
Sure.
Why?
Because
it's just a thing you.
Yeah, maybe you're collecting autographs on it. Maybe you just. If I had a room with sports stuff in it, which I do not have, I think I would have a helmet. Like, if I were a person who had a room that was like that, you know, signed jerseys, memorabilia, sort of like you.
Yeah, I have that. I mean,
you've got mini helmets.
I have mini helmets.
I think I would go, you know, a big full-size Bills helmet.
Would it be red?
I don't know. I don't have a strong preference one way or the other. I'm the least interesting person to ask about the helmet stuff.
Oh no.
I know, right? What a bad job. What a bad person to be in this job. Yeah, call somebody else. I don't know. I'm happy that they're going to do it. I mean, it seems like some corner of the world here, Bill's fandom, has been clamoring for it. For some time, it maybe reached its peak when Allen wore some red helmet at the practice, the big open practice they have at the stadium a few years ago.
He wears a blue helmet to that.
I saw him in a blue, but I think before that he wore a red one with like different stripes on it than we'd ever seen. And everybody thought, oh, is that a new helmet? And he was just goofing around. I don't know. Anyway, so cool. I like the current helmet. Fine. My favorite helmet. You know what? I undersold. I do have helmet takes.
Let's go.
My favorite helmet is the white one with the red standing buffalo.
Week six.
Still, you know, it's fine that they don't wear it all the time, but I'm really glad. I'm more excited about that they're going to wear that at Atlanta on Monday Night Football, with Atlanta wearing, I think, black jerseys with red helmets.
Red helmets for sure.
Yeah.
They get to go first.
Yeah, so I'm excited about, and then they're wearing them at home against Tampa with the throwback uniforms, the white, all white. That's my favorite look.
But is there a stripe?
And when they throw on the helmet?
Yes.
I can't remember.
The throwback helmets the Bills have worn in recent years has stripes on it, which.
They didn't have stripes back
in the 60s?
In the 70s or whatever, when I first saw the standing. Like, OJ didn't have stripes?
I think that's right. until they changed the logo.
Oh.
I think that's right.
Hmm.
I guess I'm not positive of that, but I think the original, well, it's not their first helmet. Their first helmet was silver with numbers on it.
Right.
But I think the 60s, the AFL Bills helmet did not have stripes.
Stripeless. Yeah, I guess I never noticed that. So
that would be better.
I suppose. I just like the way that red buffalo looks mm-hmm. on the white backdrop. Whether there's a stripe or not is not that important to me. I understand if you have a strong preference one way or the other on that. That's my favorite look of theirs of all time.
I don't have...
White uniform, all white, white helmet, stripe or no stripe, I don't really care. Red standing buffalo. Like, that is peak Bills uniform for me.
It was funny. This morning I listened to Jeremy and Joe talk about the helmets for a while. And Joe was like, it was like 9 o'clock. Where is the new helmet? What are they doing? What about the rivalry series? When is this happening? He was like really edge of his seat about it. And now here comes his dad, you and me, to come along with our own fashion takes. This is probably dumb. I don't have a full-size Bills helmet. I have one, well, I do have a Seattle helmet from when I was a kid that's like closer to full size than the minis. Then I would have worn it. Like in the early 80s I would have worn this Seattle helmet, and I still have it. But the only real full-size helmet that I own is a Baylor helmet with Robert Griffin having signed it. Like, I have that.
What are you going to do with that?
Sorry. What?
What are you going to do with that?
I have it in a case. Okay. I don't put it on, but I have it. And I don't have any plans.
Why would anyone have a full-size helmet? Like, you have one.
I have one. I also had an Elway Broncos. Like the darker blue one for a while, but I sold that.
Good.
I was going to say, though, when it comes to the good that I got rid of it.
Yeah, it's a horrible helmet. That second Broncos, I don't like that look at all.
It's not great, but it's a great signature.
Okay.
Elway.
Still. You one sold of those, it. Good for you.
One of those where you can actually read the name. You know, every signature, you should be able to figure out who it is, not like all the Sabres of the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, thanks. Basically, that's like vandalism. It's like graffiti on a helmet. We won at an auction an autographed stick by Matthias Samuelsson, and it would have had to take him less than 1 second to sign his name.
Yeah.
And I feel like he ruined it, because I'd rather have it be blank than have it be signed by Matthias Samuelsson, where just like a quick scribble, like he's checking a box or something.
You'd rather have to tell people this is Matthias Samuelsson.
It's awful.
Stick.
It's awful. That's like every hockey signature I see now, autograph I see now, is like that.
Because you have to tell people that anyway, even though it's signed, right? Or there's names probably on it, right?
No, you would have to.
Yeah.
You middle stat too. I have two. My daughter has these sticks. You have to tell that. You have to tell. I mean, it never comes up, right? They're not on display or anything like this. But if it were to, you'd have to explain to them tell them who had signed them, because there's no way to tell.
They don't have the name and number on
it's not even legible.
Not the signing. I'm talking about like the
not in this case.
Okay.
Right. I mean, I'm sure those exist, but not in this case. Okay. If I had a full-size Bills helmet and I would want to display it, which why have it if you wouldn't want to display it? I think red versus white would depend on the color of the wall.
Yeah. Sure.
You know?
Yeah, like, aesthetically, what the room looks like.
Yes. Yeah. I'd want it to pop. So if the wall is like a color, I'd want the white helmet. And if it's white or off-white, I'd want the red one. How's that for a breakdown?
I mean, there's a take.
It's a power color.
The red?
The red is a power color. The Bills have not had trouble winning, but I feel like when you move to red, that should help you. It's more of an aggressive, it's the aggressive color, right? So I think, you know, things are looking up. I looked up their record against the Chiefs all time wearing red helmets.
Oh, they probably own the Chiefs.
I wish it were something like that, but it's basically, they won at the same rate that they've won all time against Kansas City. Would it surprise anyone to know that the Bills have a winning record all time against Kansas City? 30-26-1. It's close. When you think of the Bills play, I mean, now you think of them playing the Chiefs, it's heartbreak. It's awful. It's playoff losses that are like devastating losses.
But the regular season's been pretty good.
Regular season's been good, but it means nothing. It's meant nothing. And the 90s, you had a couple of kind of famous losses to them, but it was the opposite. In the playoffs, the Bills beat them with DeBerg and then with Montana. So 30-26-1 versus Kansas City all time, 9-7 with the Red Helmets. 1984 to 2010. There were some changes to the stripes and the colors when they went to the Bledsoe years. The blue was a different shade, you know, like that. Do you remember in 1984 having an opinion about the move to Red Helmets? I was 12, and I do not remember how I felt about it. I probably cared. Maybe I found it was interesting. The problem was the Bills were so bad, 84 and 85, that I don't know. I don't remember thinking about the helmets at all, like that it was a meaningful thing.
I don't either. Other than, I mean, 84 is right on the edge. They're terrible or about to be terrible. I don't remember what the record was in 84, but I know.
Well, 84
and 85. That's right. Yeah, 86, Kelly's here. So, yeah, those 2 years. I'm already sort of drifting away from my fandom. By the mid-80s, late-80s, I'm watching but barely paying attention. I'm just into different stuff. So I'm not at the height of my fandom. So if anything, I probably defended it because if the story goes that they changed it to try to help Joe Ferguson, my dad probably hated it because he was always very hard on Fergie. Mm. And I always defended him. And so my dad was a big Gary Marangi guy. And so I was in a position as a still, you know, a teenager by that point to sort of want to push back on that against him. But that would be the only reason I would have even paid much attention to it.
Is your dad still a big Gary Marangi guy?
I don't know. He might want to. I've been saying that for so many years on the radio, how he was hard on Fergie, and so Fergie was one of my first favorites, and he loved Marangi, that he might like a chance to rebut all of this, because I might be overstating it, but I just remember him always wanting Marangi to come in, because he didn't like Fergie would hang his head after he threw an interception and walked to the sidelines. He didn't like how he unbuckled his chin strap or something.
Oh, yeah, I can see it.
And so he'd be like, you know, we'd be in the living room watching, and he'd be, you know, it could be the lead up to one of these moments where he would get mad enough to start swearing and my mother would banish him to the basement to listen to the radio and leave me alone in the living room watching the game on TV.
And he would go?
Yeah, he would go. That would happen.
Wow.
that's one of those things that might be only happened once, that in my head happened a dozen times. But I remember it happening. I remember him going down there and then like him just working at his workbench and me peeking down the basement stairs like, you all right down there? All right, cool, whatever.
The 84 Bills. I just imagine your father, whenever Allen fumbles or something, like, oh, Marangi would not have fumbled on that play. That guy would have come through.
I have news for you about these white helmets from OJ. Like, I've got a Sports Illustrated cover from OJ. I think this is OJ's rookie year when he's wearing number 36.
Yeah.
And there's a stripe on the white helmet.
I'm hearing that. People are telling me that.
Yeah. So I don't. I should have said more strongly. I don't remember them ever not having a stripe. But there's my proof. They had a stripe in back, at least his rookie year anyway.
They got there.
Yeah.
But when they were winning AFL titles, I believe they did have a stripe on the helmet. So I was wrong about that. Well, different is good. You know. I mean, I think we had this with the Sabres. People care so much about what these teams wear. It's a little bit funny, I think, but you want to go back to when you were a kid, and that's what this does. The black Sabres jerseys, it would have been, I mean, it's a house divided. It depends on your age. I mean, I think there was room for somebody that went back to the eras before the black Sabres jersey to like sort of find it interesting if they wanted to do that, but if you were getting into the Sabres as a kid for the first time when they wore that, you'd want that. And I think that's what this is. But even though, like, the Bills Super Bowl teams, I'm in high school and college. Like, it was just pretty much perfect. But when I think of them go, like you have that memory, when I think of the Bills going to the red helmets, they were kind of a joke. Like even the reason for doing it was funny because the quarterback can't see.
Right.
Maybe this is the key to actually one time intercepting Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game, because for once he's going against a team that's also wearing a red helmet. Like that he's never thrown a single pick in the playoffs against the Bills in four games. So maybe this will work if the Bills ever do that. But 84 and 85, oh my God. I mean, I'm not even the one to really tell you about this. I went to a couple of games those years. Nobody went.
Right.
20,000 people. There would have been possibly Sabres crowds that outdrew Bills games in those years.
Be pretty close. Yep.
And I went to a Denver game. There's Denver again. With young Elway, I think it might have been 37-7, and it's probably cold and miserable, and like, oh, this is really the Bills?
I want to choose to do this?
This is just really upsetting. It wasn't until Kelly, and then in 86, Kelly changed that. You didn't get to watch the home games on TV.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
In those years, and you were probably happy about it, I don't know. I mean, here and there, early 80s, they were good and there'd be a couple of home games on. And that's white helmets.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, fine with this.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, you can be You're entitled, in my opinion anyway, to be as cynical as you want about it. Of course they're just trying to sell us stuff. Of course they're trying to, you know, I think it's more offensive when the team isn't good and they're doing it.
Yeah.
Because it's the only thing they've got is their history and your memories of it and why you fell in love with it in the first place. So they're going to try to trip those wires because they can't. You know, they can't bring you back with a quality product. And that's very much what the Sabres have been here over all these years, including bringing back the black uniform with the Goat Lord logo on it. But the Bills are good and fine. You want to get fans of a certain age back in touch with something that made them love this in the first place. And by the way, you're closing your stadium down at the end of the year, and that's when you're going to wear these helmets. I am not here to object to that at all. Yes, they're going to sell a bunch of stuff, and you're going to buy it, and you're going to love it. that's the way it goes. I have no objection at all to teams trying to tap into that. It's something they're smart to tap into. Those memories are what keep you going. You know, I thought of that when you were nice enough. Well, I don't think you arranged for Danny Garrett, but he eventually wanted to come in and be a part of that birthday thing a few weeks ago. And like I said, I think while we're talking to him or after that, like, this is how they get you. I love Danny Gare, so I'm going to love the Sabres until I'm dead because I love Danny Gare. And what did he wear? You're wearing the stuff he wore? Great, I'm in. Like, that's not complicated, and it might feel manipulative, but whatever. I mean, we choose to embrace it. Again, you want to push back against it, you're entitled, but I think it's fantastic.
That seems like a lot of energy waste on one game. I like how I never would have expected to. I'm sure when I was younger, I was much different, but I like how teams get creative with uniforms now. Like, the Bills will wear three different helmets this year because of the throwbacks and then this thing.
No, it'll be four because they're going to have the rivalry series thing, which is a whole other uniform kit entirely.
Which is silver or something, maybe a little bit.
We think. We don't know, but what's been leaked is, there's going to be four different uniforms.
Fine.
Yeah.
I think. And I never would have expected to think that. Wear your clothes.
Right.
Be the Yankees. Wear what you wear. But that seems very old-fashioned. All right, I'll just ask it anyway. Would Aaron Glenn put this Bills red helmet business like on the bulletin board with the Jets? Like, sort of we're an exhibition game, week 18 at Buffalo. We're not really that. Probably not. I feel like already it's not like that.
I mean, it may be a part of, you know, I don't know his style really, but, you know, he's a football coach, so you're going to look for any edge you can find. The fact that it's the last game, like, whatever the Jets' record is, I'm sure if they're terrible like most people expect them to be and have like four wins coming in and the Bills, you know, I don't know, maybe the Bills need the game. Who knows? There's a lot of, I'm just sad the backups are going to be wearing them. I don't know, 2 years ago they needed to win week 18 to make the playoffs when the day began. So I'm not assuming, and I don't think they should assume anything. So it's fitting, last game, fine. If I'm the Jets, yeah, I want to spoil the party regardless. Red helmets, white helmets, blue helmets. Wrecking that for them should be a part of the pregame speech. And so if he wants to get to, like, they're breaking out these old helmets as a part of that, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, he's a football coach.
Yeah, I don't think it would probably go that far because this kind of thing in sports now happens all the time where you're just sort of sampling new looks. But there's a little bit of week 18, you know, let's have a party to it, I think. You know, the Bills have had so much success. Some of these Week 18 games, like last year, meant nothing. But even for just like 2 versus 3 seeds and different things, the game with Nyheim Hines running back 2 kickoff returns post-Hamlin, that was important, wasn't it? That was a game where Allen plays and...
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the scenario was there.
I think they wanted that game.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a long ways off.
Yeah.
Week 1, Baltimore, regular clothes. That's actually what how they're billing it.
It's part of the
wear your regulars
campaign for the game.
Wear your normals.
Regular clothes.
Regular clothes. At Bet Online, the Ravens are the new Super Bowl favorite. What did they do that elevated them?
Not announce new uniforms? I don't know.
I don't think they have. I think you're right that they haven't. Pittsburgh did.
Yeah.
That's a mess. That Pittsburgh.
The helmet. I like the helmet. But the
why?
The uniform, I mean, that's, I don't know.
Jeremy made a good point. They were analyzing how to do the new uniform stuff, and he's like, I agreed with him. You have to go far. You have to go far from what you already have to be able to sell it. And the Bills, you know, with their normal blue uniforms, so to speak, to their throwback blue, it's not that different. I mean, it's a real fan would notice the stripes and the lettering and whatever else is different about that.
I'm going to be honest with you. As much as I love the look of the throwbacks that they'll wear twice this year with the standing red Buffalo helmet, when they wear the all-whites, the current all-white version of the uniform, I like it almost just as much, even without the – I mean, I'd love the helmet on top of it, but it's, you know, not been that. I don't really notice the difference in the stripes or whatever it is. Like, I just – the all-white look is just – it just blows me away regardless of how different it is one way or the other from the real throwback to the current white jersey. I don't really notice that much of a difference. I suppose if I – because I've never really looked at them side by side to try to differentiate. It's just not that important to me. I like the all-white look, and you make the point. The ones they wear now aren't that different from the throwback, so I'd be surprised. If you already have a white Bills jersey, do you really need that white throwback when it goes on sale?
Right.
Now, this rivalry thing will be, I think, really out of the box as far as just what they've ever done. And it's a part of the idea here with Nike, you know, being behind it. So that, you know, will probably go bananas.
And we don't know when that'll be?
No, I don't know for sure when that's coming, but I think what I'd heard about that, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and I Googled a couple different stories. I think they're going to announce them all at once. So there's no, like, teams leaking this or that. I think the league and Nike was going to want to release those two divisions. Like, here they are.
It's only two.
Here's the first series, NFC West, AFC East. Are the two that are doing it.
Okay. Well, the Bills have primetime games in weeks 3 and 5 at home against division opponents. So you might think that one of those games would be the one.
Yeah.
Miami or New England, which is better?
It's hard to say without knowing what their stuff is going to look like. You know, like, I don't know what kind of it might be like you turn the TV on and just go, it's colors.
Who are these people?
What is happening? I'm watching the Bills and the Dolphins, and it looks like, I don't even know. It looks like some team from Germany or something.
The Lions. And did the Dolphins ever have – I don't think they did. They never had a different color scheme, Miami. They popped right in with aqua, aquamarine in the late 60s.
Yeah, I don't remember them in anything else ever.
Fun with colors and helmets and uniforms. We also have the beginning of training camp tomorrow. Sal Capaccio was on with us yesterday talking about offensive narratives, different storylines by position group. We'll have another conversation with Sal today with the defense in mind. Before that, Will Graves from the AP in Pittsburgh. Maybe a little bit on clothes, hopefully not too much. But what are the Steelers? I want to give them credit for one thing and one thing only. It will not be the uniforms. 803-0550 if you want to comment on the news today, the season coming up, maybe almost anything in between. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here for your calls. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Well, if we get a player who gets involved in something like that, or does something that is just unacceptable, I don't want to pay him. I really don't. If he's sitting in jail, I don't think I ought to be paying him. So we say that if he got involved in conduct detrimental, we'd have the right to terminate the guaranteed part for the back years. His agent says, oh no, you can terminate the guaranteed part only for the remaining part of the year in which the event occurs.
Ugh. Mike Brown of the Bengals. These owners have it so tough.
Yeah, they really do.
Maybe the Bengals are an implosion waiting to happen. How would you feel? I think if I'm a Bengals fan, I would be offended by a lot of what they do. But I was in the Super Bowl not that long ago, and my best guys are still here and in their prime, so I think I could be optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be so frustrating if the Bills had Allen and they had Diggs in the day and operated like this.
Where they're fighting with first-round draft picks, and they're fighting with their the guy who's leading the league in sacks the last couple of years, and you're like, hey, Super Bowl window. Yeah, I can remember talking to Joe Goodberry. I bet he'll remember it, and maybe you do too. Like, even like 2 or 3 years ago. Like, how are they going to keep it all together? They're cash poor, right? They don't have the money at hand to pay out these contracts and have that money in escrow like you need to and all that stuff. They're not as rich as many of the other owners in the league are. And, you know, I'm thinking about, I think I even referenced Carson Palmer. I got to get out of here. I don't believe in how we're doing this. I got to get out of here. And I thought that might happen with one of these big three on offense that they ended up keeping all three of, Higgins, Chase, and Burrow, of course. Now, Hendrickson, that seemed like it was going to be ugly a few months ago, and then I thought it calmed down during the spring, but now, I mean, sending out pictures of him driving to Florida, and they're opening camp and reporting today. So that doesn't seem like it's going that well. Yeah, they'd be a very – they're like the Bills still owned by Ralph Wilson is kind of what they are. And that's a very tough spot to be in this era in football with the money that is just exploding everywhere. I think they have maybe as hard a time as any team in the league keeping up. And I think that's evidenced by the fights they end up in with their players. I mean, it's not to say like they wouldn't have a righteous stance on their side of it, but they're messy, you know. But at the same time, the Cowboys have, I mean, unlimited resources, and they're, you know, they don't do the cleanest business either with their star players. You know, see Micah Parsons and what Jerry Jones is talking about. He's wealthier than the family that owns the Bengals, but he's still an 80-year-old man who's running a team, and that might not be optimal.
Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah, late 70s, I think. By the way, similar in age to Ozzy Osbourne, Bulldog. So I never had an Ozzy Osbourne phase. Did you?
Not really.
But I'm sure you can appreciate
him
as a giant.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if there's a heavy metal Mount Rushmore, he's absolutely on it. I'm not here to tell you who else belongs on there, but I don't think...
He might be number one.
Yeah. I don't think anyone else that cares about that genre of music would argue with him being someone who should be included there. You can quibble about the members of other bands all you want, but like he's a kingpin. Like they're given credit and he's given credit for mostly inventing that style of music. So, I mean,
I didn't know that's
important. I mean, that's got obviously tremendous staying power all these years later. It's morphed and changed many different times over, but it's still what they started doing is still being, to some extent, copied, you know, decades and decades later. So, yeah, he's a giant. It's been a terrible spring and summer. Sly Stone, Brian Wilson, those are all people that in their genres, I might argue, would belong. Brian Wilson on the Mount Rushmore of pop, Sly Stone on the Mount Rushmore of soul and R&B. Been a tough summer.
Yes. What is it that Ozzy Osbourne invented, or that Black Sabbath, like what is it that they did that was so different?
It was dirgy, like hard, heavy, like not, it was just heavy metal. Like it was just sludgy, like just like thick, heavy, like sounds like, you listen back to it now and it sounds like they're playing guitars with strings the size of telephone cables on them. Like it's just like this very, very punishing sound, I guess.
Seemed like a funny character.
Quite, yeah. The TV show, in the back end of his career and life, made him quite a character.
And he performed last week, I saw.
Yeah, they had a one final, I can't even remember the name of it now, but yeah, one final, like huge tribute, like lots of, all, you know, a lot of these bands that, you know, have him and them to thank for like sort of carving that path for them played. And it was a huge thing. And he sat in a throne because he couldn't move around and did one final set. And like a week later, he's gone.
So a one night thing. It wasn't on tour.
That's right. It was a one off with all the giants of that genre of music were there.
Did you watch his show? I didn't.
I would see bits of it here and there. Yeah.
Just a nutty family.
you might say.
That's one nutty family.
Not hard to imagine with him at the front of it. Yeah.
I just think, I have never listened to, I know a couple songs because they are always being played, but never really listened to the music. But I just know from listening to him on Howard Stern and Sharon Osbourne, just how the voice is so funny and trying to figure out what he's actually saying was hard. Like just trying to follow it was not easy.
You might want subtitles if you were
you definitely
to go back
want
and watch
help.
Those shows.
You want at least to have a teammate who can tell you what these words are. But yeah, a great loss for music fans. The Bills. So sorry, this is kind of weird now because we were on the Bengals and then we were on Ozzy Osbourne, thanks to me, and then now we're back on football, I guess. But I saw on DraftKings that you can, maybe on FanDuel also, you can bet on the number one seed.
Oh.
Did you know you can do that?
I've not looked. I haven't been in that pocket of the app since last Friday, Sam and I, you were off. Sam and I, Sam Panionovich, who's with us every Friday at 3:30 from Bet Sweats, we did what you and I had done the previous Monday.
Winners?
We put together an eight-team division parlay and on the air, and that's the last time I've been in that section of the
Did you enter it?
Yeah, I did. I made a bet on it. Yeah.
Oh, I want to know what it is.
Yeah, I'll show you. It's there's only Atlanta, maybe Dallas is the big one, odds wise. The rest is pretty chalky.
Dallas Chiefs, is like 5-1.
Yeah, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. I think I didn't even venture out to take a flyer on the Bengals or something. I'll fill you in when I get a second to open it up.
Guess who is fourth for the one seed in the AFC by odds. The order you might not nail, but the top three are pretty easy.
Sure, Bills, Chiefs, Ravens.
Right. Bills the favorite, Ravens second, Chiefs a little bit back at third, but a bigger gap between third and fourth.
I would guess it's whoever is, I would almost expect, I'd be stunned if this isn't Houston, that is atop the AFC South division odds. And because the division is so bad, they probably get boosted up.
Ninth? Yep.
Is there, and no one else from that division is there?
It's not correct.
Like Jacksonville's not ahead of them. Wow.
Correct.
So
Houston plus 2,500. Jacksonville plus 4,500. Indianapolis plus 8,000. Tennessee plus 10,000.
Who is fourth then? It's not, is it Cincinnati?
No. This is odds to be the one seed in the AFC at DraftKings.
And it's got to be the Chargers or the Broncos.
It's Denver.
Wow.
11-1.
Huh.
Could you imagine?
No. No. I like that team. The defense is getting a lot of love. I'm trying to remember. Might have been Sam or Matt Verderam, both of whom I spoke with late last week or the week before I was on vacation, who just said, it was Matt, I think, when he was on with me that Thursday. I just don't see how they're going to score points. Like, their defense is going to be really good, but I just don't trust that there's enough there for them to score points.
So you're not necessarily buying day two rookie Pat Bryant to be the next Michael Thomas?
I mean,
like his coach insinuated.
I want to be open to it, but I don't think I do. No,
want to be
I think
it.
When you and I did that exercise with the division winners, I think I was on Denver. They're like, okay, Kansas City's not going to just win and win and win. Let me do something, and the odds are attractive. So I thought to do it, but I never bet it. I just had it saved in the app, and then I flipped it back to Kansas City when Sam and I were doing it again.
I did bet two of those.
Don't trust it.
I did bet two of those on a different app.
I've only got the one in so far, but I don't know. I may take another flyer.
Because it was weird how sometimes you could flip teams toward a bigger underdog and have the odds come down.
Yeah, that was happening when we were doing it. Yeah, that's right. Hmm. I think that happened again when I was talking to Sam about it, too. So it
must just be like people are betting Team X for that bet, even though their odds are longer. They're going to pay you less, although they always do want to pay you less, no matter what the situation is. Denver at 11-1, Chargers at 12, Bengals at 14, New England at 20, Houston and Pittsburgh at 25-1, one seed.
Wow,
I mean, that's a lot has to go your way. Pretty much, you need the big three to all struggle, unless if that doesn't happen. Somebody's got to win at least 13 games. Somebody like, see, Houston is not crazy for that.
No, I know. I'm stunned that they're that low. Just because if the division is perceived as, somewhat weak. I mean, I feel a little better about Jacksonville this year than I have in a few years. But still, it's not. Indianapolis, to me, is probably going to be a real mess. And Tennessee might even be worse than that. So you should have some kind of a lay. I'm really surprised they're that low, Houston.
Maybe that's a play.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it pays literally 13 times more than the Bills would.
Right.
To be the one. And if you get, even if it's not Houston, if you get somebody to go 6-0 in there, they're good, everybody else is terrible, then you're off and running. That division plays the NFC West and the AFC West, which isn't great.
Right.
But what is great? The AFC East, I guess, is the division you want to play.
Right. Right.
Isn't it? You know?
Yes.
Even though you get Buffalo, you get the other three, and a team like Baltimore would be favored against, so it may be the Bengals against the other three, depending on where the game is.
Yeah, I would rate the South below the East, but, you know, we're talking about playing other divisions, and so the South playing, you'd want to play the East if you could. I think those are the two divisions that are you know, there's a great team atop the one of them, of course, here in Buffalo in the East. Houston, I don't think is great, but they're the best team in that division, and everybody else is just kind of like, meh.
Bills in week one, a 1.5-point favorite over the Ravens on that Sunday night, 51.5. So 26.5 to 25. Just gotta get in shape. Gotta get in shape for my implied team totals.
Mm-hmm.
Why wait until September?
Love those half points.
I gotta get some preseason lines going. Yesterday I went way out on a limb and said I like the Giants here in the first preseason game.
Yeah.
You know, more to prove.
Yeah. You still got time to change your mind on that.
I do. The Hall of Fame game comes first. That's next Thursday. The Chargers
already?
And the Lions.
Wow, yeah. That's why those teams are in camp so early.
But we don't know what Najee Harris is up to.
Yeah, I saw something today that since the agent made the comments after the incident on the 4th of July where he suffered... How was it worded again? It was...
A superficial eye injury.
Superficial eye injury, right. Like... What is that? He hurt his eyelid? Like, what? Anyway, since then, I guess the team hasn't said anything about him, and it's just been quiet.
I did hear about a report that he was in meetings.
Okay.
But he needed two specialists for a superficial eye injury that's like no biggie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a little bit weird. What was weird about that one from the beginning is that the big reporters who get fed everything didn't have it. Schefter and Rappaport didn't have Najee Harris being injured in fireworks until like a couple of weeks later.
Yeah.
So people were not telling them like they usually would be, I think, on this one. Anyway, go get Omarion Hampton in your fantasy drafts. Maybe. He probably will start week one. You're already doing this.
Maybe you should do that already.
People were doing it already.
Irrespective of the superficial eye injury.
People were doing it. You're right. He was around... mid to late round four, and now he's late round three and maybe going higher because of this confusion over Najee Harris with the Chargers. We will talk to Will Graves from the AP in Pittsburgh about the upcoming season. That'll be in a little bit more than 15 minutes from now. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge went up last.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The Immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.